France. A country like Spain, relative, in fact, even more than Spain, unified by religion as the Catholic, the seat of Catholicism in continental Europe outside of Italy, without a having expelled its Jewish population earlier, so that more unified as such. But that unity doesn't last. By the 1550s, the Protestant Reformation has started to draw allies and followers from particularly the elites, from particularly the nobility and the intelligentsia of France, that would start to divide the country between Catholic and Protestant. By the 1550s, the French crown had tried to orchestrate and organize and get over this conflict, and then something, as so often is true in history, happened that no structural, no mechanical explanation can take into account. 1559, the King of France, Henri II, is celebrating his moving towards peace in France. He celebrates, this is an odd way to celebrate, happily we don't do this anymore, through a jousting match, the king against a lance corporal. They go at each other in a place that is now the Place de Vosges in Paris, and the lance of the lance corporal hits the king's visor, the one spot in the armor that is open, and a splinter from that wooden lance enters the king's eye. 10 days later, the king of France is dead of infection, and the history of France and of Europe turn on that splinter. The sons of Henry II are, for lack of a technical term, idiots. They are orchestrated by their mother, Catherine de' Medici, who tries to figure out how to keep the Protestants at bay and keep her sons on the throne. She thinks about making peace and organizes a marriage between her daughter and the leading Protestant of France. And then gets, shall we say, cold feet. And in 1572, on an August night, celebrating the marriage of her daughter to the leading Protestant, she sets history on a different course, unleashing the massacre of St. Bartholomew's, destroying her wedding guests from the other side of the pews, and setting France on war for the next close to a century of Protestant against Catholics. She understood, I think she really did understand, that if she could engage the passions of Catholicism to support her in conflict against the Protestants, that she would hold the center of France. And indeed, she does. And France pays the cost through blood and turmoil and lost economic development. France continues to pay that cost until the man who was marrying her daughter, former Protestant, converted to Catholicism to keep his head, would be left standing as the only last heir to the throne of France and come to that throne as Henri IV. History is full of amazing, unexpected turns. And as the former Protestant converted to Catholicism, he understands that this way of building nations is crazy. And he issues, I think, the single greatest treaty of European history during a millennium, which is the Edict of Nantes, in which he basically says, stop. We will not kill each other over this. We will find a different way to make the French nation than by killing those who we exclude and disagree with. The state of France, which would become the preeminent absolutist state of Europe, is built on the foundation of the Edict of Nantes.